Hello, it is me again, Coach MJ. You might have been here with me for the last hour and a half, or maybe not. I'm going to change my name. I'm Coach MJ. We talked about this on the last call. Don't really know what my job is. I'm a coach. I'm also, I'm in charge of everybody's member journey that way. And then I'm also a retention strategist. So basically your weight loss is my job. I like saying it that way because it's so very true. For you to lose weight, that is my job, is for to make sure that every no BS woman loses all of her weight. I am going to promote the amazing Coach Yesenia to a panelist so that she can hang out with us. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A. If you are in the chat, make sure that you have your chat set to everyone so that everyone can see what you're talking about. Yesenia will be typing in all caps so that you know who's talking. It's a no BS person. It's a no BS team member. So this call is, we love for all of our new members to get on this call within their a live call. We do them every other week, their first month of the membership. We just want to make sure that you have every single thing you need to be successful inside of no BS. We also encourage women who just want like to really work on a plan for the next 30 days. Maybe you're not doing some of the stuff that you want to do and you just need a swift kick in the ass. Come on over here with us. So you are in the right place and I'm excited to have you here. If you are, if you've attended one of these calls already, just know that these calls are all the same. So I may switch it up a little bit, but it's the same keynote. And we talk about the same things on these calls. So if you've already been to one of these calls, you're welcome to stay, but just know that it is the same information every single time. So with that said, let's get busy. First of all, if you have been in OBS 2 weeks or less, I want you to go to the reactions button on the bottom of your screen and give me a heart or a clap or a something. Let me just know if you're new. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. Welcome to OBS. Welcome home. Welcome home. We will take care of you inside of OBS. I can promise you that. All right. So also, if you want to use closed captions, we do have that option turned on for you. So you are more than welcome to click that button, and then you can see the words that are coming out my mouth. Typing is not going to be perfect, but it's okay. So for this call, we have created a guide for you. You can find that guide on your training calendar. It was also in your Zoom reminder. Coach Yesenia will put that link in the chat for you. But I'm going to say this about the guide. If you don't have your guide, you don't have access to a printer, you just want to listen to me, you can either print your guide and go back and fill it out later. You can just answer the questions. We'll go through some of the questions in the guide on this call, and you'll be using the chat to give me your answers. So don't feel like, well, if I don't have my guide, I can't be here. No, you'll get everything that you need from this call. I promise you. All right, I'm going to share my screen. We have got a keynote for you to keep me on track. We'll be here for about an hour. So let's get going. Let's get going. Here it is right here. Can everybody see my keynote 30-day success plan? All right. Let's see. Thank you, Trish. All right. 30-day success plan. All right. It all starts with belief. We kind of talked about this on the last coaching call, if you want to hear more about it. But a lot of people believe they will be successful, lose all of their weight, all of those things. That is not necessarily true inside of no BS. If you believe, if you can see yourself like in a bikini on a beach in Mexico drinking a margarita, that's amazing. But sometimes it's very difficult for women who have always been overweight or have had weight struggles to believe that it's possible that they will lose all of their weight. Your ability to lose weight this month has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today is what impacts tomorrow's results. So it does not matter if you've never been successful. It does not matter if you did sweat into the oldies and did not lose your weight. It does not matter if you followed Susan Powder and did not lose your weight. None of that matters in your weight loss today. The decisions that you're making today have nothing to do with that. Let's quit vacationing in the past and decide what we're going to do today. You might be thinking, I just keep messing up. You could instead think it takes time to get good at things. I want you to think about, like, you know, when you learn a new job or you're learning how to parallel park or you're learning how to ride a bike, you always give yourself compassion for those things. I'll figure it out. It just takes some time to get good at things. But somehow with weight loss, we turn that compassion off. It applies here as well. You might be thinking, this can't work for me. Instead, you might be able to think, I could be wrong that it's not going to work. There are a ton of women in here who have lost weight doing this. You might be thinking, what if I don't lose all my weight? That's a good time to call. That's what we call a bullshit thought. It's never going to get you anywhere. You could instead think, is this even worth thinking about right now? Is this the best use of me spending my time thinking about this? You might be thinking, I'll probably screw up like last time. Instead, I want you to start thinking, this time I'm going to make mistakes because everybody does. Nobody's perfect. And instead of quitting over them, I'm going to learn from them. You might be thinking, it's going to take so long to lose my weight. Instead, you could be thinking, every day I keep going, it's one day closer to my weight loss. Nobody knows. If I had a crystal ball and I could tell everybody when they were going to get to goal weight, I would open up my own business on the side, fortune telling. Nobody knows how long it's going to take. Nobody knows. But I do know that every day you take steps towards your goal is one day closer to your goal. You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, like I was talking about a minute ago. That's okay. When you are losing weight, it happens one bite at a time, one meal at a time, one glass of water at a time, one decision at a time, one plan at a time. You don't need to believe that you can get to your goal weight. You just need to believe in little things, in little things. So as far as food goes, can you believe that you'll just slow down tonight at dinner? Just slow down. Can you believe that you'll just leave one bite of food to practice not cleaning your plate? And if you're not ready for that, can you believe that you will serve your meal and then just put one spoon back? Leave it at the beginning if you're not ready to leave it on the plate yet. For planning, can you believe you'll use the planner? Just see if you like it. Y'all, I was not a planner. I was never a planner in my whole life, but I gave our planner a chance. And now that's my commitment to myself every day. I feel like I'm naked if I don't do a plan. Like, it feels wrong to not do a plan. Can you believe that you'll plan at least one meal a day? If you're not ready to plan out your whole day, but you know every day at breakfast you eat basically the same thing, start there to get in the habit of planning. For the No BS course, can you believe that you're going to learn something new? If I just listen to something, I'm at least going to learn something today. And can you believe that you'll just try some of the stuff that Corinne says? Just try some of the stuff that we ask you to do. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning because they feel doable. And when they feel doable, you do shit. No more pie in the sky planning and the pantry purge and shit's about to get real up in here. No, just believe in little things that you can do today. I have this, I'm famous for my sticky notes on my computer. And I just added a new one so that I can see it every day. And this was one that just popped up. It was a Rachel Hollis quote. Who you are is defined by the next decision you make, not the last one. So good, y'all. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief that you build. Confidence comes from doing those little things. When you do one little thing, you feel a little bit better about it. And then you do a little bit more and you do a little bit more and you do a little bit more. And then you start to feel confident. And then you start to believe that you can do some of this stuff. When things feel easy, you want to do more and lasting momentum is created. I always talk about the Christmas trees, y'all. I hate pulling out Christmas. Hate it. When I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about, oh my God, I got to pull in all them trees, three trees, and all those boxes. I got to bring them downstairs and they're so heavy and it's going to take forever. I don't want to do it. And I stay stuck. But if I think, you know what? I don't want to do all of it, but I bet I could go up there and pull one tree out and get it downstairs. But I could do that. Whenever I go up there in the attic, y'all, what happens? I'm like, well, I mean, that's in front of the tree. I may as well go ahead and get that down too. And then I'm like, well, I'm already up here. I may as well go pull something else down. And before you know it, all the Christmas stuff is down, but it starts with one doable thing that felt doable to me. And then I build momentum. I build confidence that I can get it done. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Imagine if I'm sitting there thinking, well, I mean, there's so much more. Getting a tree down isn't going to be enough. I could be thinking that. What's not good enough, though, is crashing and burning. Doing nothing, just sitting around doing nothing isn't good enough. Small things that you do every single day that feel easy is where you get weight loss from. It comes from doing easy things, putting them on repeat. You build some belief, you build some momentum, and then you want to do more. I want you to use your guide. I want you to name three things. You can either write it in your guide, you can post it in the chat. Three things that you believe starting today. Right now on this call, we're not waiting till tomorrow. Three things you can believe starting today. For instance, I can listen to 5 minutes even of the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking myself out of it. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of just thinking about all the diet bullshit, all the ideas I have about dieting. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm just going to try them anyway. What are some things you can believe? Suzanne, I can drink water, I can sleep, and I can plan my breakfast. Yes. Notice she's not saying I'm going to plan every single thing that I'm going to put in my mouth. Can I just plan my breakfast right now? That is perfect. That's exactly how this works. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Defining success. This is one of my favorites. This is one. Oh, y'all are getting in the chat now. I can plan my dinner, drink my water, get enough sleep. Oh, I'll tell you the sticky note. Yesenia, if you can type it in. Who you are is defined by the next decision you make, not the last one. So good. All right. Success is bastardized by the diet industry. Y'all, in No BS, we are not waiting on weigh-in day to feel good about ourselves and what we've accomplished and what we've done. No more waiting around. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. You got to celebrate those wins, y'all. If you've not been a planner and you're planning your breakfast, you better celebrate the fuck out of it. Give yourself credit. We're so used to going to, but that's not good enough. Imagine if you stop, but that's not good enough, and thought, it's a little bit better than yesterday. I'm heading in the right direction. Way different way to talk to yourself about the little things that you're doing. here's what you may notice. This is like, you know, one way that you can kind of do no BS, but we all know that the no BS weight loss course is self-paced. You do it at your own pace, at your own speed, when you have time, all of those things. In the first month, you may start to lose some weight. I know for me, without even changing a thing, just the awareness of asking myself, am I hungry? I lost weight in the beginning. I didn't realize how much I was grab-assing, y'all. And I would just walk in the kitchen and bite here and a bite there and a chip here. And like, I did not even realize how much until I started to ask myself, am I hungry? You start to notice your thoughts. You start to notice when you're talking nasty to yourself. And you're like, oh, that didn't sound good. And you start to decide what you could be thinking instead of eating over it. Month two, hunger cues aren't a mystery like the first month. That month one, you're like, I do not know of this hunger of which she is speaking. I called it the Bigfoot of no BS. Like, I'm like, I've heard people talk about it. People have taken pictures and said, this is my enough. But I don't even know if it's real. I don't even know if it's possible to just stop at enough. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know anything about it. But I'm going to keep hunting for Bigfoot. Around month two, you start to notice. Like, I think that might mean I have enough. Huh, maybe I am going to find him. Maybe in the second month, you finish the no BS weight loss course and start your next pathway. People start to notice, because you're working on your thinking, that you seem to be happier and a little bit less stressed. That's what people noticed from me first. The third month, your clothes are a little bit looser. Maybe you're getting around a little bit better. Maybe you're not getting as winded walking into the Target, or it's easier to go up the steps. Or maybe you're carrying extra groceries in. You know, whenever you used to could only carry a bag or two, maybe you're carrying like three bags now. You listen to no BS more than the news. Guilty. And you hit Queen's Club. You might hit Queen's Club by your third month. So if y'all missed the last call, in the last 2 weeks, we've had 60 no BS women join Queen's Club. That means they've lost 25 pounds or more. And y'all, we give you credit for all of it. If you are, if you lost weight somewhere else, and then, you know, you came in to no BS, if you've lost 25 pounds somewhere else, we give you credit for all that. We don't discount weight loss. We don't care how you lose it. If you lost half of it somewhere else and then you come into OBS and lose the rest of the 25 pounds, register for Queen's Club. All of that is on the website. The planner, our OBS planner, does the job for you. The habit tracker, I love the habit tracker, y'all. It's a really great way to kind of see what your patterns are. Instead of having to like guess at how you're doing at the end of the month, you can just come straight to this habit tracker and figure out what your percentages are for the entire month. And it helps you figure out what your next level ups are. The habit tracker saves a lot, because you ain't going to remember on February 28th what you did the first week of February. So you may have had an amazing last week of February and then forget that you overate for 10 days at the beginning and be like, but I'm doing everything. I don't know why the scale isn't moving. The habit tracker will remind you of what actually your month looked like. The assessment helps you see potential, because we always ask, what did you do well today? What's one thing you can do, you know, a little bit better tomorrow? You can see where your potential is, where you're going. And the 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. It gives you a chance to sit down at the beginning of the day and look, do you have meetings? Are you working late? Maybe if you're working late, going to the grocery store and picking up everything to cook for dinner is not a good choice. Gives you a chance to really examine what's going on for you that day so you can make a doable plan for that day. All right. Use your guide. If you don't have it, again, type it in the chat. Or just write it on a sheet of paper, or just think about it and then do it later. So we're going to go ahead and make a plan. This is your first like really good way and how specific you want to make your plans. How are you going to get your no BS planner? So we give it to you for free. inside the membership. You can download it. You can print it. It's fillable, printable, all the things inside of No BS, which, by the way, do you know we used to charge for it? We always gave it, but then we would charge like $40, $30, whatever it was. And now you get to decide what you want to do with it and how you want to use it. When and where are you going to make your 24-hour plan? Now, sometime before work is not a good plan. It needs to be 6 a.m. on my couch, drinking my coffee. When I put my kids to bed at 8 o'clock, on the couch, watching TV. In my bed at 8:45 before lights out. Like, I want you to get really specific because your brain loves certainty. If you're like, sometime before work, you'll be like, oh, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. We want to get really specific. To me, success in the next 30 days looks like what? So what is your weight loss going to be? How much weight are you going to lose? Or maybe you're in maintenance. You just want to maintain your weight within 2 or 3 pounds, whatever it looks like for you. How do you feel in your body in 30 days? Like, maybe you're like, you know, maybe it's more comfortable for you to look in the mirror in 30 days. Maybe you're moving around a little bit better in 30 days. How do you feel around food in 30 days? So a lot of people in 30 days, you may notice that you're more comfortable planning foods that you always said you couldn't have and lose weight. Maybe in 30 days, you're more willing to plan those foods. Maybe in 30 days, you're not as scared of doable hunger. So you feel more comfortable around food and seeing food on your plate. What else might you be thinking, feeling, and doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Maybe your doubt that this will work has gone from I'm 80% doubtful to I'm 60% doubtful or 50% doubtful. Maybe in the next 30 days, you've got some questions and you're reaching out and ask coaches in 30 days. That's very, would feel like success. Maybe in 30 days, you've signed up for an accountability group. What are some things that you might be, anybody want to give me any other answers to this? Let me see. You know, that's a lot of questions to be answering in a chat. Commit to your unique path. Everybody in No BS is different and they go on a different journey. There are 3 types of No BS members. You've got your basic bitch. Y'all are busy. We're lucky you're even on this call. You need to just blinders on, No BS, get it done. You don't need any extras. You're like, girl, I'm not going in that Facebook group. I don't need an accountability group. I don't need any of the extras. I'm just going to use the planner and complete the No BS weight loss course. Like, that is my number one goal. Focus on the goal, eyes on the prize. And you just stay focused on that until you're finished. And then maybe you'll move over to the next thing that you want to work on. Moderation mama, you got a little bit of extra time. So maybe you've downloaded the private member podcast and you just have your AirPods in and listen to Corinne sometimes while you're drying your hair, taking a walk, on your commute, cooking dinner, washing the dishes, whatever. You got a little bit of extra time to get a little bit more in your ear. You choose one extra that you want to use and you love it. Maybe you do want to go on Facebook. Maybe you do want an accountability group. You use the planner and you complete the No BS weight loss course. That doesn't change across all 3 types of No BS women. And you do not sacrifice No BS with the extras. So, like, let's say that you decide your extra is Facebook and you notice you haven't made a plan in 2 days because you've been in Facebook when you said you were going to write your plan. That's when you back out of Facebook. You're like, okay, I noticed that I am doing Facebook and I'm not keeping the promise of the No BS that I made to myself. That's when you back it on out. You're like, okay, maybe it's not quite time for me to go into the Facebook. Deep dive diva. You do not overwhelm. You're like, girl, all this content is singing my name. I love it so much. Bring it all on. I don't get overwhelmed. I get excited. It excites me. You pick several of the extras. You're like, I'm doing all of them. Accountability, Facebook group. I'm over and ask coaches. I'm attending live calls, listening to the replays. I'm getting OBS done. It's awesome. I love all of this. Like everybody else, though, you use the planner and you complete the OBS weight loss course. And then again, just like the moderation mama, you don't sacrifice OBS with the extras. If you notice that some of those extras are pulling you away from making your plan, from listening to the course, from doing all that stuff, it's time to reassess and back up. And I'm also going to say this, because I think that a lot of women judge themselves when things change. So when I first joined OBS, I was a basic bitch. 3 kids at home, full-time job, all of that sort of stuff. I just like, give me the stuff. I don't really have a ton of time. Then I left that job and I went into home health in the car all day long in the country. So lots of time in the car all day long. All of a sudden, I was a deep dive diva. I had plenty of time in the car. I was by myself. I could listen to all the things. I could chit chat with my accountability group all day long because I was in the car driving from patient to patient. And then I left that job and I became an OBS coach. Now I'm a moderation mama. I typically have got my AirPod in whenever I'm drying my hair, getting ready in the morning. I listen to the replays that way. So different times in your life, when you have different things going on, you may notice that you move between these things. Teacher's the best example. Summer, deep dive diva. Girl, bring it on. I got all the time in the world. During the school year, maybe you're a basic bitch, but do not sit around during school, be like, well, I was doing so much more. No, that's not how this works. You do what fits into your life. Y'all, how many times have we joined some kind of bullshit diet and we had to completely rearrange our entire life because they said it had to be this way? And even though we were busy over here, we had to do all of those things in order to lose weight. We don't do that in OBS. You keep your life just like it is. You have OBS and you figure out how it's going to fit into your life. No more bending over backwards, trying to figure out how you're going to do all this bullshit stuff people tell you to do. You just take what we give you in OBS. You look at your life and figure out how you can make it work with your current life. The OBS weight loss program is built to support you. There's more here than you need. Again, there is more here than you need. If I started listening to OBS 24/7 right now, it would probably take me, I don't know, at least 5 years to finish everything that's inside of this membership. Take what you want and leave the rest. Just leave it. If it doesn't apply to you, leave it. If it does apply to you and you want to listen to it, just know it's always going to be there. We're not going to snatch shit away from you. You can definitely go back and listen to all that stuff. I always use the example of a library. If I need a book on elephants and I go to the library and I don't walk in the library and be like, well, shit. I mean, they got, you know, there's a book on, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then, you know, there's a book on how to take amazing photography. I know I just want a book on elephants, but there's so much here. I can't read it all. So I guess I can't learn anything about elephants. No, you get your book about elephants. Maybe while you were getting your book about elephants, you were like, you know, that photography sounds really like fun. After I learn everything I need to know about elephants, I think I'm going to go back to the library. I'm going to check out a book about photography because I would love to learn to take pictures. That's how OBS works. You come in and you're like, there's so much. I'm never going to get through it all. And then you just are like, well, I guess I can't do any of it. We don't do that anywhere else. Imagine at work, if you had 5 projects you were juggling at one time and you're like, well, I can't get it all done today. Guess I'm going to quit work. No, that's not how we do life. And we don't do OBS that way either. And I know a lot of you who have like been promised in the past, like how many times have you joined and like, it's always going to be available to you. And then you get this thing that says like, we're going to take it away from you. We don't do that here. That's some bullshit that we don't do. I promise you, everything you need is in this membership. There is more here than you will ever need. And that's what makes No BS amazing. Your guide describes a lot of the extra features that we have inside of No BS, but I'm going to go over some of them with you right now. All right. The private member podcast. So I do not want you to be, if you found Corinne on losing 100 pounds with Corinne or losing 100 pounds, whatever it's called now, that is different from these podcasts. Those podcasts are for the public. Those podcasts are for women who are trying to do it on their own. Those podcasts are for women who have not taken the No BS weight loss course. That podcast is for women who don't have the support of the membership and the coaches. If you're listening to that, I hear so often, like, I got to get through all of those before I can listen to the private member podcast. There's so much more in this. We can take it so much deeper in the private member podcast. There are four of them. The first one is the No BS weight loss course. So we have the No BS weight loss course in video form on the website, but we also have it in audio form in this private member podcast. You'll notice that it does not get updated very often because we don't change No BS a ton. So it just lives there. That's all that's there. It's exactly the same. It's just the No BS weight loss course in audio form instead of video form. So if you're a person who's like, I don't have time to sit down at my computer and listen, but I can definitely listen to it on my commute, or I can listen to it, you know, whatever, then you might want to listen to it on our private member No BS Weight Loss Course podcast. Then you have live training replays. So all of the calls that we do inside of No BS are recorded, and every Tuesday and Friday, we update the video replays page on our member website, nobswomen.com, but we also upload it into audio form on our live training replays podcast. So if you, do y'all know that like 90% of our membership do not attend live calls? They listen to the replays. So when you look at the calendar and you're like, there's no way I can go to all that. Yeah, you and everybody else. Again, you take what we give you and fit it into your life. If the schedule doesn't work for you, then you don't have to worry about it. And then you also have self-paced workshops. So when you finish the No BS weight loss course, which is our foundational pathway, you will do step six on the website. And it is finish No BS, what's next? We give you a pathways quiz. So once you finish the No BS weight loss course, you go over to that. I'll show it to you on the website in a minute. You take a quiz and it tells you what your next pathway is. Or if you already know what you need to work on, you just start there. All of those courses, all of those pathways courses live on the self-paced workshops. You can watch them in video form on the website, nobswomen.com, or you can listen to them in audio form. And then the quick hits, if anybody on these calls says something amazing, mic droppy, teaching, whatever, we will cut that out, segment it out of the call, and put it on this Quick Hits podcast. So this is a really good podcast to get a quick hit of, like a quick dose of Corinne and the coaches. Make sure you check them out. All right. Yes, Amy, that's exactly what I did. I listened in my car. All right, Ask Coaches. In my opinion, Ask Coaches is worth your membership. So in Ask Coaches, so we have coaches inside of No BS. Corinne is our fearless leader coach. And then you've got 11 other life and weight loss coaches inside of No BS. We live in Ask Coaches. We live in Ask Coaches. We are open 24/7. You can literally ask us anything. We only hire No BS women. So any of the coaches inside of No BS have lost their weight or are still currently losing their weight with No BS. So we know this program inside and out. We've used these tools. We know what works. You can come in here and post a question. So when you go to Ask Coaches, you can either ask a question or see recent answers. So you come in here and you post a question. All of the questions are anonymous to the membership. So unless you sign your name, nobody's going to know who wrote in. We answer questions within 48 hours. You just come back to our website, nobswomen.com, click on Ask Coaches, and then you'll look at recent answers. That's where the answer to your question will be. Okay. So a lot of people use this as like almost like the Reddit of like No BS. People who aren't in Facebook, or even if they are in Facebook, they come in here every day and just look and see what the coaches are talking about in there. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if you have ever tried to hire a private coach who has graduated from the Life Coach School. They're about $200 an hour. Every time you write in to ask coaches, you are working one-on-one with a Life Coach certified coach. You are their private client in that moment. You are not dealing with a robot. You are actually dealing with somebody who reads your question and answers your specific question. And we are also life coaches. So you can write in and ask us about weight loss. Give us your data. We can help you figure out what level ups you need to do. We can help you if you're eating in an overeating window. We can also help you if you are applying for a job and you're nervous and scared about it. If you don't think your kids are acting right. If your boss is being an asshole. We do all of that inside of Ask Coaches. So use us up. We just sitting over there waiting. Live coaching calls and replays. So on the website, nobswomen.com, you'll see the training calendar. You can come in here and look at all of the month's calls. You can subscribe to the calendar, or the only other thing you need to do is just come in here and be like, that applies. That doesn't apply. That applies. I like that. I want to come to that. No, not for me. And just go ahead and put on your calendar the calls that you want to attend live, or the replays that you know you're going to want to watch. And so like this call, if you're like, I want to watch the replay of this call, set a calendar reminder on Tuesday when you know it's going to drop in the private member podcast, so you'll go back and listen to it. So anytime, like if you wanted to watch the one on Saturday, you're like, oh, I can't go live to that. But on Tuesday after that, I'm going to set a reminder on my phone to go back and watch that replay or listen to it in the private member podcast. Facebook. I love our Facebook group. Now listen, number one rule inside of No BS Facebook, don't be an asshole. It's a great place to meet other No BS women. You can get 24/7 support, cheerleading, and motivation. It's a drama-free place. Like I said, we don't do drama. If you've ever been in Facebook and seen all drama and all these other like groups that you're in, you will not see it here in No BS. Subgroups are available. So once you're in the main Facebook group, we have subgroups to kind of pair you down with people who are more like you. So we have 55 plus, we've got women of color, we've got teachers, we got doctors, like all of these things. You can go check it out on our website. Now, notice on here, it didn't say nothing about coaching. The algorithm in Facebook, we have zero control over. Mark Zuckerberg and his people over at Meta control what pops up in our feed. So if you need a coach, Corinne Crabtree controls the algorithm on nobswomen.com and in Ask Coaches. So I can promise you that a coach will see your question in Ask Coaches and they will answer it. Now, every once in a while, you'll see a coach posting and answering in Facebook. That is because Mark Zuckerberg decided today was a day that he was going to put it in front of our face. If you want a coach specifically to answer your question, the best way to get it done is to head over to Ask Coaches on our membership website, nobswomen.com. Facebook is a great way to say, like, you know what? I was watching a call like 2 weeks ago and Corinne said, da 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 da. Does anybody know what call that was? Or I'm working on getting my water in. What are some of you doing? Like, here's the things I'm trying. What are y'all doing? It's a great place to crowdsource in that Facebook group for sure. The other thing, the other way you can get support inside of No BS is our customer service. So support at pmptribe.com. I'm going to say this. If you are locked out of the website, if you need to update your credit card, if your private member podcast is skipping or it's not updating, I see so often women going in Facebook. Y'all, Facebook don't know. The members in Facebook cannot reset your private member podcast. They cannot fix your billing issue. So what you're doing in that case is just asking, like, hey, I'm locked out of the website. Then you sit around and you wait until somebody says, hey, email support at pmptribe.com. In the meantime, you could have already emailed support, got your answer, and got your issue fixed. So if you have tech help, if you've got problems with your account, if you've got any of that kind of stuff, support at pmptribe.com. If you want to crowdsource and you just want to cheerlead and you want to get to know some other No BS women, go to Facebook. And if you want coaching, you head on over to our membership site, nobswoman.com, and go to Ask Coaches. So that is the three different ways. You can see we got you covered. No matter what you need, we got you covered. Accountability groups. You can request a partner or you can request a group. So you can just request to work with one person. We typically don't put any more than five people in a group, but you get to decide. We place you as many times as you need until you have your No BS bestie. I just answered an email from somebody the other day thanking our accountability goddess, Heidi, for not giving up on her. Literally, her fifth accountability group. She was like, I have never loved people more in my life. It takes about 7 days to form the group. So when you apply for an accountability group, you could be one of the lucky ones that right off the bat finds your No BS bestie. That doesn't happen all the time. That is like saying, I'm going to buy a pair of shoes. Corinne used it. She talked about this on the Q&A, like a mother of the bride dress and walking into one store. And the dresses don't look good, be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to the wedding. I just won't go. No, you keep looking till you find the perfect dress. If you walk into a shoe store and try on a pair of shoes and it doesn't fit, you'll be like, well, guess I got to go barefoot for the rest of my life. No, you try on another pair of shoes. That's how accountability works inside of No BS as well. Make sure that you reach out. Our accountability goddess, Heidi, is amazing, and she will help you find your people. Every month, we have got a monthly weight loss challenge every month, and we give away fabulous prizes. So when you come into No BS, now this is optional. Remember, your main job is to finish the No BS weight loss course, period. But what the monthly weight loss challenges will do for you is help you take what you're learning inside of No BS and get into action on it. So this month we are doing doable hunger. So we're spending 2 weeks on Am I Hungry and 2 weeks on Have I Had Enough. The last 5 days of the month from the 25th through the end of the month, this month is a little shorter because, you know, February only gave us 28 days. If you participated at all in the challenge, you head over there and you can register to win a prize just for participating. This month, we're giving away virtual No BS camp. And next month, y'all, I cannot wait. There are literally what we're giving away in March. There are only 11 of in existence in the world. And 10 of you are going to have, I'm going to have one so I can show you what it is. But I can't talk about it. You'll have to wait till March. I'm so excited about it. Literally, only 11 of these exist in the entire world. and we are giving them away in March. Just wait. So, but if you're like, girl, I'm a basic bitch. I don't want any extras. I don't want to do the monthly weight loss challenge. Don't. Just wait till you finish the course. That's all you need to do. Just finish the No BS Weight Loss course. But if you love a challenge and you're competitive like myself, these monthly weight loss challenges really do help you get into action. Next month will be getting consistent at stopping at enough. So we're working on our cues this month. Next month, we're going to be diving into discovery worksheets. How do you be more consistent with following your doable hunger? Which is going to be so awesome. This is the way that we do No BS here. On this Start Here page, you'll see six steps. The first thing you want to do is the new member quick start. Number one, start with number one. Y'all, we put them in order for a reason. Okay. New member quick start. Go ahead and finish that first. It takes less than 15 minutes. We even have a small website tour in that quick start if you want to go through that. Step two, we want you to go ahead and download or print your planner. So as you start to go through No BS, you can fill it out. I mean, the question is, you know, on the planner, whether you've taken the No BS weight loss course or not, you can start to fill out what you're going to eat today. So we want you to go ahead and get that planner, download it or print it. Then you just start the No BS weight loss course. Now, if you start the No BS weight loss course, but you don't have to wait to finish it to do step four. Step four is to download the private member podcast. You really want to do these about the same time so that you can have Corinne in your ear. You can take it on the go. If life gets busy, you're already set up for success by having that private member podcast downloaded. So like if something happens, and you have to go on a quick trip or something, you're like, girl, I'm good. I already got it. I can just put it in my ear. So we want to make sure that you get that private member podcast. Now, if you are a basic bitch, I want you to stop at number four. Remember, you're not going to do any extras. But if you do want to join Facebook or accountability, you go to step five. And then when you finish No BS, what's your next pathway? You can see everything that I've already talked about here on this menu. Ask coaches and private coaching, monthly weight loss challenge. The newsletter goes out to the entire membership every Sunday. I have the next week's calls in there. If you're a new member, there's a new member corner here every single week talking about some things that are available to you inside of No BS. This is also where the training calendar and the replays live. So you can see there's a ton of stuff here for you, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Also, you see this blue question mark at the corner of this page, of this web page. There's a blue question mark on the bottom of every single page inside of our membership website, nobswomen.com. You can click on that blue question mark. That's another way that you can email support at pmptribe.com. Use your guide. We're going to go ahead and decide for the next 30 days. Are you a deep dive diva, moderation mama, or basic bitch? And y'all be honest with yourself. If you got a whole bunch of stuff coming up in the next 30 days and you're like, I'm a deep dive diva wannabe, but I know this next month what's coming up, I'm just going to be a moderation mama and I'm good with that. How are you going to know that it's the best fit for you? I'm going to give you the answer to that question. You just try it. If it doesn't work, move to something else. What No BS extras do you want to do? Maybe you want to go into Ask Coaches every single day. Maybe you want to join the Facebook group. Maybe you're like, I don't want any extras at all. And then what No BS extras are not a good fit for you right now? Just, you know, if you go into Facebook, it's like a rabbit hole. You like, I cannot go into that Facebook group. I want to finish this No BS weight loss course. And my first gift, non-food related gift that I'm going to give myself is to get in Facebook. And then if you're done with the No BS weight loss course, what pathway is the best fit for you going forward? Once you're finished with No BS, head on over to that pathways page and take the quiz. We will tell you what to do next. obstacles and solutions. Thinking ahead of time is a baller way to plan. Thinking about what's going to get in your way. What do you have going on? Your planner is going to ask you every single day. I talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but if you know you're going to work late, that is not the time to be like, and I'm going to make a 12-course meal whenever I get home. No. Think ahead about what you've got going on. Obstacles are necessary in weight loss. For so long, we've been, something gets in our way, and then we're like, well, fuck. And then you just quit. But we're not doing that in OBS. We're going to quit giving up. We are not going to feel sorry for ourselves when life gets in the way. You've got too much support here inside of NoBS to ever sit around feeling sorry for yourself and quitting on yourself, because you have got a team of women here whose job it is to help you figure it out. Your life isn't a problem. If you cannot lose your weight while living your life, then you're just doing another sad ass diet. How many of those have we done? That's what I was talking about earlier. Like, all these things have to get done. And then, you know, you're trying to bend and twist and change your calendar and get up and do all this other stuff to make it work. And you can't live your life that way. That's not how we do it in NoBS. You take NoBS and fit it into your life. You don't take your life and try to fit it into NoBS. Common obstacles. I eat out on the weekends a lot. I'm a damn social butterfly. Sound familiar to anyone on this call? You plan ahead on the way to the restaurant. Unless they have blindfolded you, somebody's telling you where to go. Even if you don't know until you're in the parking lot, you can definitely look at the menu on your phone and decide what you're going to have before you even walk in. Ask friends, do you know where I'm going? Do you know where we're even, like, what are some options? Like, what are the two places you think we might be going? You can use the internet. You have your brain and your belly. If you really do not know where you're going and you really have no idea what's being served, or if you're going to a party or any of that kind of stuff, you have your brain and your belly. And make some decisions ahead of time. So often we're like, well, I don't know what we're going to have. I guess I can't plan. I guess I can't plan because I don't know what we're going to have. What do you know? If you're going to a party, are you going to graze? Are you going to eat off a plate? Are you going to have alcohol or not? If you are, how much? Do you want your choices to be good foods or better and best foods? Are you going to go back for seconds? There's so much we know that we can decide ahead of time. Give yourself permission to think about what do I know and go ahead and plan for some of that. I eat my face off between work and dinner. If you're really hungry, plan a snack. Plan a snack and eat it. Stop starving yourself and let yourself take a fucking break. How many of us like have been running all day at work? We run in the door. And we feel guilty if we sit down and take 10 minutes for ourselves. But if we're hungry and we're eating, it's okay. Because we're doing something. We're being productive. We're eating, whatever that is. And I always like to say this too about after work, because this was so true for me. I was starving whenever I would get off from work. And I had a small pack of nuts that I kept in my car. I put them in there every week, like 5 of them. And whenever I would leave work, I would eat that pack of nuts. Now, it did not get me all the way to enough. It did not. But I didn't need to get all the way to enough. I just needed to knock the edge off of hunger so that I could fix dinner for my family, change my clothes, get supper on the table. So you don't always have to eat to enough. You can just take the edge off of hunger so that you can be hungry when it's time to eat with your family, whenever you're going to have dinner ready. I eat my face off between dinner and bedtime. Again, the girl I coached last time on the last call, she ate dinner at 3 o'clock because her work schedule changed. She didn't have time for lunch. So she ate her dinner, her planned dinner. And she was like, oh my God, at 7:30, I was hungry. I'm like, of course you were hungry. If you get hungry, eat. Nobody ever said starve yourself. A lot of times what we see, though, is you're just tired. Just go to bed. Just go to bed. A lot of times we're like, but this is my only time by myself. But I don't want to go to bed yet. But the show is new or whatever it is. Sometimes your body is sending up urges because you're trying to stay up when all your body really wants you to do is rest. Rest. Ask, what will I not get to feel if I don't eat? And start giving yourself your real needs. We talk about in that module 2 of No BS. I like spontaneity and planning my food feels restrictive. That's bullshit. Do you want spontaneity in your food or your life? Do you want the freedom to wear what you want to wear and surprise yourself with how long you live and how easy it is to get up and down on the floor with your kids and your grandkids? You get to plan food you love. You are not suffering. So if you are really thinking about being restricted in your food choices, first of all, make sure that you have not got that old diet mentality bullshit roaming around in your head, not planning what you actually want, but planning what you should have to lose weight. That's the first thing to look for. If you are still feeling restricted when you plan your foods, take it over to Ask Coaches. Let us help you work through those thoughts. I start off strong and fizzle out fast. How many of us, y'all? Ride the wave of initial enthusiasm. Download the shit. Get your planner going. Get through some no BS. When the motivation wears off, which is normal, have the baseline of what you're going to keep doing. I'm at least going to do the 4 basics. Maybe I'm not listening to 5 lessons like I did in the beginning, but I know that I can at least listen to 1 lesson a day on the private member podcast and keep planning my food. Go ahead and decide, because we know it's going to fizzle out. We know it will. Now you're going to use your guide. This is where we are going to look at our past. We know what has typically led us to quit diets in the past. What were your common obstacles? Because I can promise you they're coming back. What were your common obstacles in your past? What can you do or think for each one now? So that you're not caught off guard. They're coming. What resources does No BS have to help me when these obstacles arise? First place is Ask Coaches. If you notice those obstacles are coming up, head straight to Ask Coaches. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to Ask Coaches. Is there any person in my in-person life that I could get support or encouragement from if I ask? How many of us are sitting around thinking nobody's going, I don't have any support, but we've never even asked anybody. And if you don't have support in your real day-to-day life, get an accountability group. Create that, the person that can support and encourage you. All right. That's the end of my presentation. All right. Y'all, I'm getting so good at getting these to an hour. I give myself credit every time. All right. Any questions? I will open it up. We've got 2 minutes left. I will answer any questions that you have. What you got? Ask me anything, anything at all. And I will answer it for you. I just want to say this though. Corinne's got us doing this little journal thing inside of our Slack channel today. And it was like, why are you, I'm drinking Extend, the stuff that Corinne uses in her water, but I just make a gallon of it and then I fill it up here. Like what makes us different? We're having to do all that stuff every day. And I wrote today in mine, we're writing about the same thing every single day for 2 weeks. And I wrote mine, like I, with every fiber of my being, every ounce of energy I have, I believe in each no BS woman, I really do believe that you can lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. I believe enough for you. Every coach does here in no BS. So when you don't believe in yourself, know that we believe in you. When you doubt it, know that we 100% believe that you can do it. And not only do we believe you can do it, we're here to help you do it. We're here to help you do it. Let's see. Oh, Tracy has had had a regain. Go ahead and take the Regain Solution if you have not taken it already, and take the maintenance course. Take the maintenance course. You shared the wisdom, a thought is not a fact. How do you reset to override a thought? That's such a good question. So you notice you're thinking something. She's asking, like, how can you override it? First, it's that notice, the four N's that we talk about in module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. First, it's notice it. I talked about this on the last call. Like, there are so many thoughts that we notice that we just don't pay any attention to, y'all. I gave the example of, like, in the middle of the night, I'm sleeping so good. And then I'm drinking all the damn water and I wake up and I have to pee. And I think, I don't want to get out of bed. Golly, I'm going to have such a hard time going back to sleep if I get up right now. I really don't want to go to bed. I mean, go pee. Guess what I do so I don't pee in a bed? I go pee. I hear the thought, but I don't act on it. I'm like, girl, get up. That's how you reset. You just hear it. And then you just decide. I talked about this on the last call too. There has never been a day, not a day, that I do not try to talk myself out of going to the gym. That alarm goes off. I'm like, this bed feels so good. It's so cold outside. You know, maybe you can go later today. Maybe do it later. You know, it's good that you're sore. Maybe it's a good day for a rest day. I hear that shit every day. I'm waiting on the day that I just wake up with, like, reckless abandon, just run into the gym. That has never happened for me. Never. The lady I coached on the last call, she'd had a baby. I'm like, how many times does that baby cry in the middle of the night? You're like, oh God, not again. I just don't want to get up. Oh God, we were just up. I don't have it in me right now. Guess what she does? She gets up and goes, takes care of that baby. We do it everywhere. We do it all flipping day long. All right. All right. I think that's all the questions. And I'm only like 2 minutes late. Winner, 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 winner. All right. Please, 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 please reach out to us. We real life people. Yesenia is actually in Georgia right now, answering your questions in the chat and the Q&A. I am literally here in South Carolina on this call. I'm not a robot. We are not robots. We are really life people. And we are sitting around waiting to help you. No other diet says that. No other program you've ever been in before have got life and weight loss coaches literally sitting around waiting to help you. And our job is to make sure that you lose all of your weight. And we will help you any way that we can. Ain't nobody ever said that to you before, but it is true. All right, y'all. Have a great day. If you are doing something with the Super Bowl, if you have a party, I want you to decide ahead of time what you're going to do. What you're going to eat. You going to a party, you're going to eat on a plate, you're not going to eat on a plate. You may not know what's being served. Now's a great day to practice if you are going to a Super Bowl party. What do you know? How can you plan for it? And it's not too late, y'all. Super Bowl hadn't started. It's never too late to make a plan. Never, never too late. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all later. Have a great week. Please let us know if you need anything at all. We are right here, y'all. Right here. Bye, y'all.